Welcome to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
What's happening, hot stuff?
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
That's right. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, jeez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah, he must work out.
Time to stop worrying about your weight. Stop thinking about your jackass of a boss. And get ready to win with the Fat Jack.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. Nobody can hang with my stuff. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
If you play the games against the spread, this is the most important hour of your day. So sit back, grab some Funyuns, and get ready to win. And now, here he is, along with the Fat Jack Dancers, the number one sports consultant in America, the Fat Jack.
Hello and welcome to Fat Jack Sports Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, the Fat Jack. The weekend is here. It's madness time. Tournament's going. NIT's going. Some third world country has a tournament of some type going. And, of course, the main dance. Everybody's dancing. Teams getting knocked out. And we're ready to make some more money. So thank you for joining us as we head into the weekend. Lots and lots of people will be betting this weekend that do not bet other times of the year. And we want to help them make money betting on these games. I'm your host, the Fat Jack. And let me bring on my co-host from Louisville, Kentucky, because for the next 57 minutes or so, our job is two things. Get people signed up and get people turning a profit betting on sports. Mr. Brandon Rush. Brandon, how are you?
I'm swell. The madness is alive and well, and there are more states signing on month after month to operate legal sports betting, and no better time than right now to get in on the basketball action. So it's a fun time to be a client.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is the time of year, you know, this along with the Super Bowl, where that people, even when they didn't gamble on sports, when you couldn't bet on it legally anywhere except Nevada, I would still get emails, calls, texts, all these types of stuff. Hey, Jack, can you place bets? Could I do this? Of course, I cannot place bets for anybody. That is illegal, nor would I do it even if it was legal. That seems like a real pain in the you-know-what to bet people's games for them. If you can't bet the games for yourself, then you don't need to be betting, period. You need to go play golf or bowl. Bowling is a sport of a lifetime, Brandon. Sports gambling, not a sport of a lifetime if you don't even know that you need to place your own bets. But, back in the day, even – you know, on a weekend like this weekend we're in the middle of, guys would all of a sudden become Kenny Rogers, decide it was time to make some money and want to get on board. The problem became at that time, no, you couldn't place a bet anywhere. Now, as you said, way more than half the states in the country, you can bet legally on sports. People are doing that. We have clients in all 50 states and about 10 other countries around the world. I have clients in. And guys are making a lot of money. They're finding out, they're seeing that you actually can make money betting on sports, which I think a lot, as a matter of fact, I know there's a large percentage of the population out there, Brandon, who they still do not believe that you can make money betting on sports. And, it's like how much time do I spend trying to convince the biggest fish in the smallest pond that just simply because they can't win betting on sports out of their one bedroom apartment, that does not mean that it's not possible. I want to ask those people who say that stuff. Is the world flat in your, do you believe the world's flat? I mean, or is it round because you take somebody else's word for it? Because there is a small percentage, maybe a bigger percentage that believe just simply because they can't do it and they've never seen it done, that it does not exist. And I'm always interested to that angle of things.
Yeah, I would imagine that is the Venn diagram of people who think that it's not possible to make money betting on sports and the earth being flat is a pretty good sized circle.
I have thousands of clients that would beg to differ with that. And guys signing up every single day, because what I've tried to do, and we've talked about this before at fatjacksports.com, which is where you should be going right now. If you're going to Vegas this weekend or next weekend for the Sweet 16 games, or not just Vegas, go to Colorado, you're going to Kansas, you're going to Illinois, you're going to any place in the Northeast, pretty much. Pretty much most states that want the best for their citizens. If you go in any of those states, take my picks with you, because there's very few states left that truly care about their citizens that you can't bet on sports legally. California, you can't. Texas, you cannot. Oklahoma, you cannot. They have other things in mind besides the getting the most money for their citizens. Also Georgia, Florida's legal now. Can't say anything about them. So there are some states left that some of them, frankly, may never have it. I don't expect Utah to be bellying up to the sports betting universe anytime soon. Hawaii probably won't. That's a state that doesn't have the lottery or anything else. But these other states around the country, all of them have lotteries. All of them are openly taking gambling money. They've just decided for whatever reason through greed or arguments or relationships or whatever that they don't care about that money for their clients. So consequences are is that you have people in Texas, you have people in Colorado or Texas, you have people in California, you have people in Utah, in Oklahoma, in Idaho, in some of these other states that are just either doing it illegally or they're driving every single day. I have clients in all the states I just mentioned that every single day, some of them drive across the border to a state that's legal. They're all geofenced. You don't even have to go to the casino. You just have to get into the state where it's legal. And they bet my stuff. They make a lot of money. And they are seasonal clients living in a state that does not have legalized sports gambling, but betting legally in a state that does. So FatJackSports.com.
Until September, Jack, I was one of those people. And when Kentucky launched sports betting in September, I had to cross a river to go into Indiana, which, I mean, luckily for me, was only like a 15-minute drive. But I had to do that every day during football season, every day in basketball season.
Yeah, the most that I've heard, and guys that can't go every single day, it's still worth it to sign up for the year because you save so much money. So if you miss a Tuesday or miss like today or the day we're taping the show, but like Monday after Selection Sunday, if you for whatever reason weren't able to get to a state that had legalized sports gambling, just one play today, it's not a big deal. You sign up for the season, you're saving so much money that it really doesn't matter. The football, you can basically take two trips a week and hit the entire card or most of the card. The furthest I've heard that guys are signing up, I have a guy in California that's a full 2 hours away from Nevada. Ooh. And he does it legally. He drives across the border. At least he says he does. I have guys in Oklahoma, a few in Oklahoma City, and certainly north of that, Enid, Tulsa,
Ponca City, all that area.
Those guys there, it's not that big a deal. Oklahoma City is a good hour and a half, you know, either every day or a couple times a week during football season that they drive and place bets legally. And with my service brand, we talk about this before. It's important to do that if you can legally, because bookies are great when you're a losing gambler. And most people are losing gamblers, so it's not a big deal. But if you're sitting in Los Angeles, California, and you have a bookie, especially if he's not a big bookie, doesn't have a lot of other losers, and you're beating him consistently out of money. If you go back and look at the results, go to the results tab if you're out there and you're not driving around, but go to FatJackSports.com, look at the results tab. You will see that since the 26th of February, and this is, you know, it sounds like a lie, Brian, but it's the truth because everything's posted there, but it's almost for the last 3.5-4 months, but certainly since the 26th of February, we're hitting about 65%, actually a little more than that. And you go back and look at the results and look at every single game. And when you sign up today, you'll get picks today. And those picks will then be posted under that results tab under 2023-24 basketball results. Everyone plays that you're going to get are going to be posted there. And you'll see that we're winning 65-66% of the games over what's going on, what now, 3-4 weeks in a row. And honestly, the last 2 or 3 months haven't been much worse than that. So if you're a bookie and you're taking bets from a guy, say he's betting even a couple hundred bucks a game or 500 bucks a game, and you're beating that bookie out of, well, if you go back and do the math, but it's going to result, I don't know, 15 or 20 games of profit in the last 3 weeks. I mean, what is that? That's $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a $500 player and you've won 10K off some illegal, you know, probably meth addict, whatever bookie, who's just going around trying to pick up money from losing gamblers, and you're beating them out of 10K. And by the way, the month before that, you beat them out of more than that. We were into football before that. You're going to get shut out at some point. And hopefully he's going to pay you before he shuts you out, because real hard to go to the police station and say, hey, my bookie didn't pay me $12,000. He goes, will you please go get that? It's really not. It's like getting bad crack from your crack dealer. I mean, it's hard to, there's not a helpline for that. you know, there's no Crime Stoppers number for getting bad crack, I don't think. So really difficult to have any recourse when the guy doesn't pay you at some point. But trust me, that's going to happen. If you follow my system, and this comes from experience. I mean, I grew up in the middle of the country way before legalized sports gambling, and it became increasingly difficult to get a bet down back in the 90s and early 2000s, to the point I started shuttle running to the state of Nevada long before people were driving from Oklahoma City to Wichita or California to the Nevada line. I guess there is going to be a fast train that's going to be leaving from California, from LA for sure, maybe San Francisco, and going to Las Vegas. It's going to take about an hour and 10 minutes or something, and it's going to cost about $400 each way. And you might be able to get like a pass, which isn't a big deal. If you're playing $500 or $1,000 a game and you didn't have to drive every day, they would gladly take that. You know, you could take it over. I've done this to Denver before. When I was in Oklahoma City, it's literally happened once. But the one time I was in Oklahoma City during football season and wanted to place the bets for the weekend, and for whatever reason, I don't remember the specifics, but I didn't have the TV show going, so I wasn't in Nevada. I went to DIA, to Denver. I flew up to Denver in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, takes an hour and a half, sat in the concierge lounge, placed my bets at DIA on the FanDuel app and the DraftKings app, and then didn't leave the airport. Centurion lounge, ate, had some, you know, just sat there and
had
watched
some lunch, had a brisk little walk around the airport and took in all the conspiracy theory propaganda that they have up there, and then hopped on the plane back.
Got back on the plane, was home by dinner. So I get doing that. I mean, but it's so much easier. But it almost beats that type of lifestyle. Almost beats some type of illegal bookie in some state that doesn't have legalized sports betting, because the odds of you not getting paid are increasingly high. And don't even get me started about offshore sports books where you have even less recourse. So fatjacksports.com if you want to make money, want to win. We won again last week. I spent a ton of time on it, but we started out the week, had a losing day, had an 0-3. We've had about one of those a month. Had that on, I want to say Tuesday or so. We won on Monday. Yeah, it was. We won on Monday. Went 1-0. Then we were 0-3. Then the next day we lost. I think we went 1-2. And then we won Thursday. We won Friday. We pushed Saturday. We won Sunday. Lo and behold, another winning week. Hard for the sports books to win any money when they can't beat me on a week that I go 0-3 early in the week, because it is never over. As my clients will tell you, you can go 0-3 one day. You can be down going into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it is never over until that Sunday. And we just simply, I keep fighting, keep getting out winning picks. We swept on Sunday, and by the way, we're back into profit. So,
and then rally.
And that is on a week after week after week after week of turning a profit leading up to that. So as we head into this first weekend of March Madness, Brandon, lots of optimism, lots of guys getting signed up, and time to win. Go to fatjacksports.com if you want to get signed up and if you want to turn a profit betting the game starting this weekend. Your thoughts of the brackets came down. By the way, conference tournaments a little bit. We'll wrap up quickly and get into this week. Anything shock you? I told everybody in the world Purdue wasn't going to win the Big Ten. They end up going down and not winning the Big Ten. I also said that I felt like they'd make a pretty big run. Don't love their draw. Utah State in the first round of this. A lot of people will be listening to this after that game. I expect them to win. I think that game could be closer than people think. But as far as conference tournaments go, what'd you take away from that?
I mean, you also were saying, you know, don't bet the farm on Houston, you know, getting to the Final Four. And we saw them just get absolutely hammered in the Big 12 championship game by Iowa State. So, yeah, I mean, you were pretty much dialed in with everything going. There are some matchups. And granted, a lot of people will be getting this show on the radio after some of these games have played, which is why it's important to download the podcast. But there are some first round matchups Thursday and Friday that I absolutely love. And a team that I talked about 2 weeks ago, I think got a very favorable matchup and could actually make the Sweet 16 as a 13 seed. I'm going to sound really dumb come Saturday if they you know, get thumped, but there are some intriguing matchups, a potential second round matchup between Tennessee and Texas, where you get Rick Barnes coaching against the program that he had forever at Texas. So some fun games that are going to make for a fun viewing experience, at least for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I mean, North Carolina State, Texas Tech, Mm-hmm. That should be a good one. Everybody's riding off Kansas. I don't think Kansas taking a deep run, but there's been a healthy discussion, especially amongst the pundits, about whether this Kansas team can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Going into the opening game, all the way up to making it out of weekend number one. My experience has been with teams like Kansas is that they seem to figure out a way, especially when you count them out, to circle the wagons and win a couple of games. We've seen teams get into the Sweet 16 that had no business being there. And Kansas, listen, off past performance, what we saw, especially when the big man was hurt, This is not a team doing anything right. Their guard, Murphy or whatever his name is from Australia, he's been in a shooting slump for about a month now. You could tell the length of the season has become fatiguing to him. They don't have a lot of other scorers. They're basically a five players than everybody else. It's definitely a different Kansas team than we're used to seeing. But that type, what they do this week, those just a couple out of the Big 12. Northwestern, Florida Atlantic. That's Florida Atlantic, 2.5-point favorite. Northwestern opened as a favorite in that game. The team immediately jumped the fence, and they go to a favorite. They're looking for long-term stuff here because, you said, a lot of people will be listening to this after we get through opening weekend. Or after we certainly get through the opening games, the round of 32 or 64, where they play the first set of games. But when you look longer term, now that the dust is kind of settled, Connecticut, a 3.5, almost 4-1 to win the national championship. This, of course, is before the games have been played. Houston, the second choice at 6-1. Brandon, I'm still, you said, I've been saying for 3 weeks now that this Houston team, I don't see any way, and they are great defensively, not just good. They are great defensively, but offensively, they are going to be good against teams that turn the ball over or don't protect it very well. When they play a team that plays decent defense and can keep Houston's shooting percentage down and then score some points, that's when they go home. We saw it with Iowa State a couple of times this year. And frankly, if they get behind, they're one of those teams, we talk about them. These good football teams where, they've got to play from the lead. They can't get predictable down in distances. That's what Houston is. Houston needs to play from in a competitive game or from the lead for them to be effective. And when they get down, we've seen them having trouble to come back. Those 10 to 12 point games become 20 or 30 point games because they become real predictable, especially as they get deeper into the second half. So their second choice at 6-1, Purdue 7-1. I said this before. I thought Purdue would lose the Big Ten tournament, would not win that, but then also would make a pretty good run in the NCAA tournament. I still stand by that, I think, to get out of the first weekend. Arizona after that, I've been a proponent of playing against Pac-12 teams literally for a decade. More times, they're like betting against Texas to win the Big 12. More times than not, when you bet against Texas to win the Big 12, you're going to make a lot of money, and you're especially getting good value to bet against them rather than to bet for them to win the Big 12. This is football I'm talking about. Betting the Pac-12 in the NCAA tournament, similar situation. If I was going to pick, when's the last time a Pac-12 team won the national championship? Do we know, Brandon?
I mean, off the top of my head, maybe Arizona and maybe speaking out of turn, but Arizona, like 97-ish, maybe?
It's been a while. And there might be one, like I say, I'm not saying, I asked you that, didn't tell you I was going to ask it. So there might be a team or two since the 90s that have won the national title, but we're talking about betting teams to win the national title as we're heading into the tournament. I don't know that your money's best served in a conference that, based, by the way, is dismantling, not even going to be a conference next year, and a conference that doesn't, generally speaking, produce national champions. So I'd stay away from them. North Carolina at 17-1 after that. Tennessee, after them kind of flopping in the SEC tournament, after winning the SEC and then really just producing a big belly flop, they're 17-1. Iowa State 20-1. Auburn 22-1, a team playing better. We talk about teams at the right time. And then kind of a darling after that of a lot of guys that are looking for longer shots. Creighton comes in at 25-1 with Trey Alexander, Heritage Hall graduate from Oklahoma school. My kids both went to. I watched him play since he was about 14 years old. What do you think of Creighton? Brandon, you have any idea whether they can make a run, or what are your thoughts of Creighton?
I mean, they're a team that went to the Elite Eight last year and just, you know, ran into San Diego State at the very end. But they're a tough physical team. They're well coached. I think that their coach is very good. Greg McDermott is a guy who has been around, and I think that he's probably had opportunities to go to a much larger program. But he's what he's built at Creighton, I think he knows he can win a championship there. So he's not going out of his way to maybe entertain other ideas. And that is, that's the, what you need in college basketball. Yes, you need players, but if you don't have a good coach, you don't have a shot.
Yeah. They're the kind of the Gonzaga this year, a team that, you know, is outside basketball. Nobody knows about.
Yeah. They have no other identity.
That's right. Inside basketball, they're a huge deal. You're exactly right about McDermott. Even since his son was there, this is a team, a coach that could have gone other places. He feels like that's home. He can recruit there. He's able to get that second-tier player, which becomes super important, Brandon, in this world of the NIL and the transfer portal. You're hearing coaches all across college basketball right now coming out saying, you know, we're going the wrong direction. I saw Rick Pitino. You know, he's at St. John's basically this last week before the tournament, basically saying, and we've heard this out of football coaches now for a year or so, Nick Saban, the most recent high-profile coach, that are basically all saying the same thing. It's really difficult. We got into this business to develop athletes, to develop players, but it's really difficult to develop players and athletes if you only get them for a year. And this is happening all across. You know, when they first started seeing some of these transfers coming out, And I always look at Oklahoma football as the example. They'll have you guys go into the transfer portal. And my first question I always ask myself is, has Oklahoma become a stepping stone football-wise for another program? Why would somebody not stay there? You would think NIL, they would at least be competitive. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the best, but competitive. And teams, and now they're in the SEC, but you'll still have this mass exodus every year, not just of Oklahoma football, but of all of these teams across the country, and nobody's really excluded, Alabama, all the way down, for different reasons. But as far as developing players or coaching kids up or turning young boys into productive young men, that's out the window right now. You get a year to put your mark on a guy as a player or as a young man growing into what he's going to become as an adult. But that whole, I'm going to take this 18-year-old kid. You know, my daughter's just now getting ready to graduate college, and my son's out of college. Those two, when they went into college, totally different children than they are when they're heading out of college. They're much more ready for the world. They are adults. And that part of that was what fueled these coaches to be in coaching. And so you're now hearing, you know, Rick Pitino say it and a number of other coaches that it's not the same world. And this brings me back to Creighton. A guy like that and a team like that, they seem to have fewer casualties than some of the other high-profile schools. Guys go there that were maybe a little underappreciated. Trey Alexander's an example. Went for the coach, knew what he was walking into, and he stuck it out there. They had a big man there last year. Same type of deal. A seven-footer. Went there, stayed his entire career, and then left. That will become a superpower unless they change the rules of college basketball and college football, really. But it's certainly basketball. That will become a superpower over the next decade is which of these coaches can get players in as an 18-year-old kid, create that bond, enough of a bond, and, you know, they have to be somewhat competitive. There's parents out there right now driving around or players that are listening to this show. By the way, they should probably go read a book or something. But if they're listening to the show and they're saying, you know, Jack, hey, if I can get the money, I'm going to get the money. Listen, I'm all for that. I get that. I understand that. But the superpower will be having these coaches that have that ability to create that bond, that relationship, and be at least a little competitive NIL-wise to keep a player into year two, into year three, into year four. People complain about how bad college basketball's gotten. You hear that a lot too, Brandon, right? How bad college basketball's gotten. And it's not a coincidence that it's gotten worse because players aren't being developed anymore. They're playing AAU where they got to get up and down the court and just be an athlete, not be able to shoot. They're going to college. They're staying a program for 12 months and leaving. And football is similar. The product is suffering because kids aren't worried about being developed. They're not worried about the next. They're worried about getting paid now.
Yep.
And again, I can't blame them. It's a problem with the system. It's a problem with the rules, not a problem with the kid. If this is the rules and this is what you're going to offer up, I absolutely wholeheartedly understand a kid who has struggled to eat, or maybe not, taking high six figures, low six figures, whatever, I don't care, $100,000 to play basketball for a year, sign me up in college when I haven't proven very much. So I get it, but NCAA, somebody's got to do something, because you're going to have these coaches that are going to start exiting also, and players aren't going to get any better. And what this is, it's a get that money, bird the hand now, versus trying to get better to then apply yourself for the big payday later, when they're choosing now. And I get choosing now, but it is a dangerous, slippery slope. All right?
Yeah, exactly. To clear up earlier, Arizona was the last team to win a national championship from the Pac-12, 1997. There has not been a Pac-12 team in the championship game since UCLA lost to Billy Donovan's Florida team. That was Joakim Noah and that whole group in 2006. So it's been a while since the Pac-12 has been a figure in the NCAA tournament.
So it shows how my time pendulum is. I said 5 or 6 years. It was literally 15 years ago.
It was a while.
Long time ago.
In that time span, Jack, here are teams that have lost in the championship game: San Diego State, Texas Tech, Gonzaga, Butler, Memphis, Ohio State, Illinois, Georgia Tech, Indiana. So it's been a while.
So I don't know that I would jump on Arizona. I mean, there are conspiracy theorists, or not really that, but guys that believe in fate, that will say, because the conference is dismantling, we see this a lot. You know, somebody loses a player or something happens.
They want the storybook ending, yeah.
Yeah, and they feel like, well, that will be it. And we almost got that with Oregon, you know, in college football. They at least, you know, were relevant late out of a conference that, generally speaking, hadn't been.
Washington Arizona was in the playoff, yeah.
Yeah, Washington in the playoff. They would have, that's right, Penix and Washington. But anyway, they make the playoff. In basketball, it would be a great story, especially if you're on the West Coast. But more times than not, that is thrown away money, just like betting Texas to win the Big 12 in football has been thrown away money more times than not. So I would probably throw out the Pac-12 representative, which right now the only – one that makes sense would be Arizona. So go to FatJackSports.com if you don't want to mess with any of this. You just want to start winning money. We, generally speaking, make a lot of money over these next 3 weeks. You can get that for about $100 a week. It's $349, I think, is what you'll be getting going into the weekend. $369 right now, but it'll go down $20. Depending on when you're listening, if you go in on Saturday or Sunday, maybe you get $299. Depends on how we do. Prices stay up a little higher when we run really well, because guys sign up for shorter packages, and the idea is to get those guys – to sign up for longer packages, to save them money, to get them in consistent profit, and frankly, allow them to not be one of my headaches the 2 or 3 days that I happen to lose a game or two. So go to FatJackSports.com, get signed up today for one of those longer packages if you're betting all year long. Baseball packages are up and available right now. Go to the website, scroll to the bottom, you'll see baseball packs. You get the weekend coming up here with opening week. You can get the first month of the season. For $3.99, you get the entire season of baseball for $1,000 when you go to FatJackSports.com. So get signed up today. Start making money betting on sports. Players are emailed to you. They're texting you. Coming up in July, we have an entirely different email system coming out, entirely different website coming out. It's basically going to be as easy, Brandon, and it'll be very mobile friendly as just you go in, you set up a PIN and a password. It will remember your PIN and your password. It'll remember your credit card information. It will tell you all the packages you've had before. When you want to see the plays, all you have to do is click on the website, which will be an app sooner than later, but just click on the website and your PIN and your password will show up. So then all you press is enter. Your package is there. You can add on packages there. It's very user-friendly and very mobile-friendly. That's going to make things so much easier than guys waiting on emails or waiting on texts. They're basically just going to have to be able to go to a website, and it's going to know who you are based on your IP address and based on your account. So getting much, much easier to receive the plays, and in turn, making it much more convenient and easy for you to win money betting on sports, which, again, there's about, I don't know, 1-2% of the population that doesn't believe that can happen. And those people, frankly, are stupid as it relates to sports gambling. Doesn't mean they're stupid overall, but they are really brain dead. It's not just me. A lot of people. I know a lot of people. You know, I've been doing this for 27 years, and I know a bunch of people that make very, very good money betting on sports. That is what they do. That's all they do. And so it can happen, and it can happen for you. You just got to get signed up at FatJackSports.com. You take a break?
We do. We got to get into baseball season's right around the corner. Granted, I mean, obviously we're focused on March Madness, but that whole thing is coming down the pipe, and the NBA still is just an absolute beast, and the playoff push is going to be really entertaining. So.
And we're running out of shows, Brandon.
We
got this one, next one, and if I get lazy, next one's going to run for 2 weeks. If I don't get lazy, at the very most, depending on the market, you might get three more shows, because some of the shows end the end of March. Some of them run through March Madness. So there will be some people that get a show. Go to the pod, download the podcast. If we do a show, that is the way to get it. But this applies to the fall as well. We'll start back in August. And if you want to be on the cutting edge of when the information comes out, using it to your advantage, we give away free winners. So a lot of times those lines will move. You want to get that early? Go download the podcast of the show. Push those alerts. Are there alerts on those things, Brandon?
Depending on where you sign up for your podcast, whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything like that, you can subscribe and get notifications to when the show is out. Normally it comes out on say like Wednesdays generally, sometimes earlier than that, depending on what's going on. But yeah, you can absolutely get notifications about when the show is available.
So do that. If you're out there, do that, because that's going to give you the best, most up-to-date information. My wife listens to the Kelsey podcast every week.
Mm-hmm.
And she also listens to, it's the guy from Arrested Development. He's on with Jack 2000 from Will and Grace. I'm horrible with it. But there's three of those guys. Arrested Development guy.
Larry David?
No. He's in a lot of stuff. He's an actor. No. Was in Family Ties.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, I could see his face, but I couldn't think of his name.
Jason Bateman. He's on with one of the dudes from Will and Grace, Jack from Will and Grace, and another guy. They have, I forget the name of their podcast. It's very, very popular, very funny. Anyway, my wife listens to those every time they come out. She gets noted. But notice she does not listen to Fat Jack Sports Hour every week. So I'd like her to, but she won't. She says she lives with it. She doesn't want to listen to it. So, in fact, she leaves the room whenever I'm taping, typically. So, that says anything.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, she has to hear you talk all the time. So, I would imagine she uses this hour of her day to do anything other than...
Yeah, and not a sports gambler.
Right. So that's the other thing.
Not caring about the information. So, when we get back, we're going to talk more about the tournament. We're going to look at the NBA a little bit. And a few other things. I got a little list of things. There's a couple of things going. Two things going on in Oklahoma that I wanted to talk about because we are running out of time. They have nothing to do with sports. People will love that. They love it when I dive into the political arena or things going on outside
societal issues outside of sports betting. Right.
When I interject my opinion on things that people think I should not have an opinion on, they love it. They absolutely love it. So might do that, might not, just depends. I threaten to do things in segment 2 and 3, and 50% of the time they don't happen. So we'll see what happens. If you want to see what happens, certainly if you want to make money, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383, or the simplest thing, log on to fatjacksports.com and get ready to win.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and the madness is upon us. Are you ready to make some money? Baseball season starts this month, and it's time to get going. Go to fatjacksports.com and consistently make money betting the games. The players are emailed to you, they're texted to you, and during this most important month of March, they're going to make you money. Follow our system, and you're going to turn a profit betting on sports. There's no easier way, and it's as little as about $80 a month when you sign up for a longer package. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win FatJackSports.com.
It's a new year, and if you made a resolution this year to be a little bit more out there and really treat yourself, no better opportunity than right now to use SeatGeek. Whether you want tickets to go see a game, a play, or a concert, SeatGeek has what you are looking for.
If you were hoping for NFL playoff tickets in your stocking this year and you missed out, maybe you were hoping to see that boy band reunion tour this spring. SeatGeek is your ticket to new adventures in the new year. When you make your first purchase at SeatGeek, use promo code FATJACKSPORTS to get $20 off any ticket purchase. NFL playoff games, March Madness, golf majors, or Broadway shows, it's all there for you at SeatGeek. Use promo code FATJACKSPORTS to take $20 off your first ticket purchase now at SeatGeek.
Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour, and now here is our host. He is our number one seed. He is the Fat Jack.
Thank you, Brandon, so much, Fat Jack Sports Hour. Segment number two, we are in the middle of what a lot of people will say is their favorite weekend of the entire year. Brandon, where does this weekend rank in your, you know, weekends? Let's say, 2 or 3 days. Where does it rank as far as, you know, 1 to 5 or whatever?
In general or just on, like, the sports calendar?
Yeah, on the sports calendar. Well, or in general, you go wherever you want, brother. I'm getting ready to go way off the deep end here. You go wherever you want.
I would say it's top five for me. And I don't consider myself a, quote, huge college basketball fan. But just the emotional investment that other people have, I enjoy watching people have fun. I enjoy watching, you know, the Cinderella stories, but also I enjoy watching people who are good at their craft succeed. So this is sports is the ultimate human theater. And when you have this much action condensed into a 2, 3, 4 day span, this is, I think, how the Bulls should be. I don't want one bowl game a day for 17 days. I want all 26 bowl games in a 4 day span, and then we get into the playoff. I think that would be incredible television and must see TV.
Yeah, you're going to miss a lot of the bowl games, though. That's what they would say. I mean, I know for you it's fine, but the guy playing in the Toledo Bowl,
sure.
Who he wants everybody to watch. So
I want that moment in the sun on ESPN. I get you.
I understand what you're saying, though. Hopefully, with the extended playoff in college football, we're going to see more of those meaningful games sprinkled into what I've always said. I love the bowl game. Mm-hmm. I think there is an absolute place for them. Those kids playing in the bowl games, they for 99.99% of the time, even if they had made every decision perfect, they are not at the level that they would ever make the playoff. Right. The teams from Ohio, you know, Toledo University, those players are not going to be able to play even for Texas or a second tier or third tier team, Michigan State or somebody like that, most of the time. So I believe they should be rewarded not only with a less NIL money, which they're already getting, but just because they're not the absolute top tier of their sport doesn't mean that they should not be rewarded with more than just a free education. So I think there's an absolute place for bowl games. I love them, and I do think they should stay spread out. But I get your point. For me, it's probably third. Super Bowl weekend is my favorite weekend of the year. It's a culmination of huge, huge profit for myself and my clients. Generally speaking, I don't remember the last Super Bowl I lost. I've been hitting side and total for the better part of a decade. So I love the weekend from a gambling perspective. I generally speaking make money with basketball over that weekend. It's a celebration because I've left town. I do it in Las Vegas, which is always fun. This March Madness, this first weekend, I'll be in Nassau in the Bahamas, where obviously there is sports gambling, which I love, and no taxes, Brandon. You win $10,000 over there, they give you $10,000. So that's kind of added.
It's a big weekend. It's for me, it would probably be the first full weekend of football. So when you get the college and the NFL kicking off, I think that's probably one, if not two. The second is that stretch. It's really about two weekends where you've got the World Series, you've got hockey started, you've got the NFL in full swing, you've got college basketball. You know, when everything is all four major sports are playing in the same time, that first week when you can possibly have the sports equinox, that for me is always fun. And then once you get into like Derby weekend, that's probably just below, say, March Madness opening weekend.
Yeah, Breeders' Cup weekend's another great one.
Yes.
Adds a lot of profit, a lot of things to bet on. I totally agree with that. All right, so off topic, we can go one of a few ways. By the way, I looked up, we talked about Tourette's syndrome last week, and people who didn't know, I have Tourette's, so if you hear a sound or whatever, I've always had it my whole life, nothing new. I looked it up. Tourette's is not allowed to be in the Special Olympics. And... I had looked it up because I had decided that if there was a – I should have looked it up in my 20s, but I was doing other things because I would be more equipped for the Special Olympics. But, in fact, it's not allowed on any level. So those of you who are wondering, is it allowed in the Special Olympics? It is not. And now you're going to say, well, Jack, what event would you be in the Special Olympics?
But that's not the question I had.
That's not the. You were going a different direction.
I was. We'll circle back to it.
Well, I don't know exactly that. You know, that's the thing. I don't know what. And now, but now it's the Senior Special Olympics. I don't even think that's a thing.
If but not, if we I need to make it one now special. Because you obviously feel as if you have a spot.
I don't qualify. I don't have anything else. That's a problem. I mean, there's got Billie Eilish has it. There's a number of professional athletes that are in actual professional sports that have some version of it. I obviously have it, and so taking, you know, somebody that's pitching in the major leagues and fire him out at a Special Olympic softball game, that's not going to work. It doesn't work. It's a little bit like the girls that are getting or the guys that are getting sex change operations and competing in women's sports. And we have talked about how you. What's that?
I said that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, there was the golfer that they kicked out of the LPGA or whatever. Did they kick him out or her out or whatever? Listen, I'm not here to advocate not to have. I'm just saying Special Olympics for Tourette syndrome is not a thing.
Not a qualifier. Compete.
Okay. If I was going to compete, I mean, I think I could. I'd be pretty good in MMA. Is MMA a Special Olympic sport?
Jesus, no.
That's not a thing.
My knowledge, I am not well versed in all of the competitions offered by the Special Olympics, but I am 98% sure that mixed martial arts is not among them.
It's not among. Okay, well that defeats that. I mean, I would lose in most other Special Olympic sports, so maybe Tourette's should be allowed. So anyway, I could go there. That's not going to work. Fat Jack Sports.
You would love this. There is a bit. There's a comedian, stand-up comedian named Shane Gillis. He's kind of popular right now for some not great reasons. But he has a bit about Special Olympics that I think you would absolutely enjoy. I'll send it to you later. And it's comedy.
Do, yeah.
And if you're out there, you just Google that. Don't Google any of his other stuff because the worst is out there. But, yeah, that one's pretty good. And that will.
All right. So speaking of politically incorrect stuff,
what about golf? What about bowling? I mean, you're good at both those.
I am good at golf and bowling. I don't know. I feel like just more hand to hand combat with people would be more up my alley with most of Special Olympics people.
Senior Special Olympics MMA champion.
Yeah, like a guy. You know, a minute and a half rounds, you know, something like that, where we get like 5 minute cooldown between the rounds. I mean, I would change the rules. I wouldn't go straight MMA.
Right, you got to amend them a bit from conventional.
And if you're out, by the way, if you're out there and you're some type of Special Olympics MMA badass, or don't email me and say because I'm not going to do it. I mean,
hey, celebrity deathmatch style. This sounds like something Jake Paul would get in on, though.
Exactly. By the way, Mike Tyson coming up against him. Mike Tyson looks good online, but boy, Jake Paul is a huge favorite in that fight. So I may go to that. It's in Arlington. They have piqued my interest. Jake Paul fighting inferior or actually over-the-hill people with big names. I never really piqued my interest even enough to buy the pay-per-view. This one has. Mike Tyson, I think Jake Paul is going to win. He's a very good boxer. I've seen him in person just out of happenstance in Puerto Rico. But I do think he is going to beat Mike Tyson, but I'm excited to see it happen because that Mike Tyson hits you, it's going to hurt. So I'm excited. They piqued my interest for sure. If they would get an undercard on there, some type of ladder match or something cool, I would definitely go and spend the – it's in June, I think, a weekend in June in Arlington. All right, let's talk about – because that's enough politically incorrect stuff. I was going to talk about in Oklahoma – there's two things in Oklahoma that have got me right now. There's a white supremacist racist guy that's running for city manager or something in Enid. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I actually read a story about that, yeah.
It was on national news. It's not like I had to dig deep. It was on like Channel 4 on NBC, a national news. And they had a recount because some of the normal sane people up in Enid decided that, yeah, even though he'd won the first one, maybe people really didn't know, even though it had run on the front page of the Plainsman paper. Who reads the paper anymore? That they were going to recount, but I'm going to plead with the people out there. If you're an Enid, please don't vote for this guy. I mean, I don't care if he does everything else great and he has a cape. you just cannot, you cannot endorse that. So, and again, please don't email me if you're somebody who loves this guy, because I don't care. There's certain things in my past that prevent me from running or doing certain things with my life. And you have to reap what you sow and those type of things. The other thing is, Brandon, they're banning books, not only Oklahoma, but around the, out of the library at the public schools. I asked my wife this, you know, she was a former educator. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went to a library? I mean, a school library or otherwise. I mean, who cares what's in the, who's going to the library? If you want to see inappropriate stuff, I don't have to go to the library. Pick up a phone.
Yeah, you have a device in your hand that can give you all of the world's knowledge, both good and bad. You don't have to go to a library to do it. Yeah.
Two girls, one cup. You can see stuff that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
And you can't unsee. And so I don't know that, that what's going in the library is irrelevant. Is it relevant, Brandon? Am I missing something here?
I your stance on this, I believe, is accurate. There are much quicker paths to debauchery that any human has access to than going to a brick and mortar location to read about something.
Who's reading porn? How's that even a thing? These books don't have, I just don't understand. I understand the principle, but my gosh, what are you, you're accomplishing nothing and spend a lot of time doing it. Who's going to win the NCAA tournament, Brandon? Talk to me about long-term projections. We talk about some of the favorites, but who do you have maybe making the Final Four that doesn't have to win it all, but would make it to the Final Four that might be able to have a sweat on at least to get them through that second weekend? Let's do Elite Eight, actually.
Okay.
Let's do Elite Eight. So if you are betting Elite Eight, you can pick any team. Is there a long shot when you look through the bracket, longer shot, that you feel like could get – or you want to go Sweet 16? Sweet 16 or Elite Eight? Let's do Sweet 16. You want to do that?
Okay. Sweet 16.
Let's just get out of the first weekend. Who can we get out of the first weekend and make some money?
Yes. There are two teams, and one that I'd mentioned earlier, Samford. Granted, we talked about Kansas. Samford is, Jack, a top 10 shooting team on the floor. They're a top 8 shooting team, I believe, in three-point percentage. They're scoring 80-something points a game. If Kansas doesn't pay attention early, I could see them easily losing that game. And then as a 13 seed, Samford going on and playing an underperforming Gonzaga team or McNeese State. Give me the Bulldogs. The other one that
they're 11-1, by the way. By the way, you're getting double digits for Samford. So who's the other?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Grand Canyon, St. Mary's, a team granted plays in a tough conference with Gonzaga, but isn't probably the best St. Mary's team that we've seen. Grand Canyon won the WAC. Is again a streaky team
good.
That plays. They play pretty good, and I think they get a favorable matchup against Alabama because Alabama does not play defense at all. Like you talked about last week on the show, they'll try to get into the 90s and win. Grand Canyon can absolutely get into the 80s and 90s on many teams, and especially against a team that doesn't play defense.
They have multiple shooters from the outside, and and by the way, the line setters agree with you. They're only 5-1. So we talk about what's going on with Samford. You're only getting 5-1 for Grand Canyon. And by the way, as you said, won their conference against teams that we are more well-known names in that conference. They beat them and were actually better than them most of the year. This is a team that, I know some kids that go to this school. And so I pay attention to this team, but they are very good at shooting. They'll be in their own world when they play teams like Alabama in that second round. And every year, Brandon, we get at least one and maybe two teams every year, just about out of the opening weekend that nobody putting their brackets together saw. And it's because they're generally speaking, not huge college basketball fans. I mean, they're surface fans. So they're going to play the Gonzagas and they're going to play the Alabama, or they're going to play the Arizonas, and they're going to play Kansas and North Carolina.
Yeah, the schools that have been good in the last 20 years, they're going to just ride.
Yeah. You mentioned another one. That's another one of those dangerous can shoot the ball teams, McNeese State.
Mm-hmm.
This is another team. Lots of multiple shooters from the outside. And we talked about this before, Brandon. Winning the tournament, the formula seems to be, at least for me, you need an inside game. You need guys that crash the offensive boards. That needs to be a culture, the climate. Villanova teams come to mind. You're talking about not favorites. I'm talking about second, kind of second tier. Teams that crash the boards, can shoot, but they're going to get putbacks. They're going to get second chance points. Similar to Iowa State. Play defense, crash the boards, can score. That type of team is a team that I would look at longer term, at least to make it out of the first weekend. But if you're talking about a team at long numbers, long odds to make a run, it's about streaky shooting. Most of the teams are not going to have great inside games. Now, Utah State does. That's one of the reasons why people are giving them a shot against Purdue.
Right.
Is because they do have a big inside presence. They can match up with Edie and neutralize him on a lot of occasions and then let the guards figure it out. And Utah State, also a team, if you're in that conference, not sneaking up on a lot of people. They play pretty well. They're a good team with some older kids. So, but yeah, I mean, these states 7-1 to get it out of that first weekend. But you're going to have a couple of these are going to pay. I was looking at the odds. You know, they had odds, DraftKings had odds to make a bubble teams, make the tournament, not make the tournament, like literally 15 or 20 minutes before
the brackets came out. Yeah.
The brackets came out. You could bet on some of these teams to make the, and like University of Oklahoma, 10 minutes before, they were minus 275 to make the tournament,
ooh,
plus 210 to not make the tournament. And they did. They were, by all, you know, all the pundits, first four out. So it was one of those that was kind of on the border. But there's way to make money based on some of these bets of teams that people just generally speaking don't think are going to make it out of the opening weekend that will get hot at the right time, put together a couple of games, and at least make it into that second weekend.
Yep, Dayton, Colorado, I think are both teams that that are good shooting teams that could probably have some favorable matchups to maybe get into the second round. Of course, those second round games are doozies, but Colorado, one of the last teams in, and for a team that shoots the three as well as they do, they're going to be a matchup problem for somebody.
Yeah, St. John's also a favorite 10 minutes before the selection show to make it into the tournament that ended up not making it into the tournament. So I'm just saying there are some spots. The other thing that I think people should pay attention to is, to your point, is that because the top end of basketball has come down based on transfers and teams not developing players and the expansion of AAU, and we've talked about this, seems like every year at this time, there are players on every one of these teams that have made the tournament that have played multiple games in multiple minutes against other players on some of these teams that you know.
Sure.
And so they're not afraid. When they get into these spots, they are not, unlike some other sports, football, you'll see line of scrimmage players that you can tell. They get out there and they're just, they're not as good. They know they're not as good. They know they're supposed to lose. So it takes turnovers, takes stuff. In basketball, you don't get that. You'll get teams and players, we see it every single year, that are on some of these teams that are St. Peter's a few years ago, Florida Atlantic last year, that where nobody knows anything about these teams, and they make not only out of the first weekend runs, but deep runs in the tournament because their players not only believe, quote-unquote, but they've played these guys. They know these kids. You know, AAU is a small world. When you get into where you're good, you can end up at St. Peter's, you can end up at Kansas, but you're playing in that same tournament in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Big tournament in Atlanta every year. Those kids, big tournament in Nashville every year. Those teams play each other. Those kids play each other. Big tournament in Vegas, a couple big ones in Vegas, one in L.A., where those guys, they're all seeing each other because they all play on these club, you know, the Blake Griffin or Trey Young, whatever. There's a million of them, you know.
The AAU elite teams, club, yeah.
That's right. LeBron James has a team. So they have these, and they all find their way on these teams, and then sometimes they end up at St. Peter's. So you can circle back to these games and a lot of times get players that are not overwhelmed by the moment, not overwhelmed by the opponent, and certainly not overwhelmed by the name on the front of the jersey. And in times, use it as fuel. Everybody says they use it as fuel, that they were overlooked by some of these big programs. But you get some teams like Kansas, like, you know, a lot of teams around the country, like Kentucky, even like Tennessee, now that they step back a little bit after not performing well in the tournament, I mean, a little bit of doubt creeps in.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't get it done as these better teams that have had great years, and then they go up against these inferior kids that have a chip on their shoulder, nobody knows, are trying to be that, make that run. there's ways to take advantage of that and make money. And we will have some of those things that are going to be going out. There will be some futures bets going out over the next couple of days. They're going to make extra money, or hopefully make extra money for my clients and I, based on some of these misconceptions about who's playing whom this time of year in college basketball. So go to fatjacksports.com if you want to get that. Get the weekend. It's $229 if you sign up on Monday before. It's $199 as you go into the weekend, as low as $149 on Saturday if you're wanting to bet the games just this weekend. Better bet, go longer term. At least get the next three weekends, right? I mean, get this weekend, get Sweet 16, Final Four matchups. You're going to get all the NBA during that. You're going to get the baseball if it comes out during that. You're going to get all these lower tournaments. All of that stuff is going to be included in one package, saving you a ton of money and getting you into profit at FatJackSports.com. So get signed up today and start making money. How are we doing on time?
We need to get in a break. Curious if you've dove into the NIT, because the NCAA tournament's not the only tournament around.
I'm not. I will. It's Monday. There will be NIT games out coming up, and we will make money in the NIT as we do almost every year. Those other games, there's a lot of familiar faces in the NIT. It's not like there's a bunch of teams you never heard of. All right, there's going to be a lot of matchups in the NIT that you're going to know a lot as a casual basketball fan, know a lot more about both teams playing than you are a lot of the teams in the NCAA tournament coming up on Thursday. I promise you guys have looked at the Sports Center and the different avenues where they get their information, and they have had to ask themselves, is that an NIT game or is that an NCAA game?
Yeah, because some of these teams probably should have been in the tournament, if you ask me.
There's a very small difference between the best teams left out of the NCAA tournaments and the lower end teams that are in the NCAA tournament. When you match them up with opponents, a lot of times you're getting, you know, matchups in the NIT, at least right now in this climate of college basketball, that are more, you know, favorable from a gambling standpoint, because we know more about them. We've had a lot more data on them. You know, trying to go back and figure out exactly how good McNeese State is when they play long guards. You know, it's not just McNeese State, how they've done on the year, what their percentage is, because they've been playing light competition most of the year. It's how they've done in the few games that have presented opportunities for them to face opponents that are at least physically gifted over them. Are they able to overcome that? How do they do that? Are they sitting screens out on the perimeter? Are they just getting open shots? Are they taking it to the hoop? And I mean, what does that look like? So that takes more time. Where you look at Oklahoma and, you know, some of these other teams that are left out of the NCAA tournament, you know all you need to know about them. Not just Oklahoma, but a number of teams. St. John's and a number of teams that didn't make the tournament, but you know a ton about them. We will take advantage of that over the next 3 weeks and make money on those teams.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or the simplest thing, log on to fatjacksports.com and get ready to win.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and the madness is upon us. Are you ready to make some money? Baseball season starts this month, and it's time to get going. Go to FatJackSports.com and consistently make money betting the games. The players are emailed to you, they're texted to you, and during this most important month of March, they're going to make you money. Follow our system, and you're going to turn a profit betting on sports. There's no easier way, and it's as little as about $80 a month when you sign up for a longer package. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win FatJackSports.com.
Hey, it's Brandon Rush from the Fat Jack Sports Service. If you want to stay in touch with everything related to the Fat Jack, follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it. We are there at Fat Jack Sports. You can also watch the Fat Jack Sports Hour on YouTube every weekend. Plus, see funny clips from the show. See Jack's appearances on the nationally syndicated TV show Beat the Odds. Stay connected to the Fat Jack at Fat Jack Sports on all the socials and on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. For the final time this week, here is the light heavyweight Special Olympics MMA champion of the world. He's the Fat Jack.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, if that was on your bingo card, by the way, that we would break down Special Olympics and whether I had a rightful way to... I don't know that this sells packages, by the way.
As you mentioned in a text thread with the missus earlier this week, your methods are unorthodox.
They are. I mean, honestly, some of the stuff that I've fired out there, the proof, like I say, if I didn't post the results and everybody didn't, by now, 95% of the people that listen, that even know who I am, they know one thing they're going to get is honesty. Everybody gets the same place. They're posted and documented. All you have to do is care enough to find them after you've got the plays, and you're seeing the exact same plays. And the haters have gone away over the last 20 years for the most part. The only people who complain are they don't care enough to even know enough to know that I'm telling the truth. They just automatically think I'm lying. But if I didn't have that type of transparency, yeah, I would probably leave some of the stuff that certainly goes out on this show, and more importantly, some of the other stuff that we've done in the past, I would leave it in the past, and I would leave it off the line, because I'm not sure that, yeah, it garners confidence in your handicapper if I'm trying to figure out a way to dominate the Special Olympics in any event. And I'm not. I was just curious whether it was a thing, and it's certainly not. The good news is, Brandon, what I lack in what, you know, because I was given a slight version of Tourette's, I have was given this a few superpowers, and one of them is the ability to pick games against the spread. And then I combine that with a lot of hard work and the fact of 25 plus years of getting better at this. I've said this before, Brandon, but I'm so much better at this than I was 25 or 26 years ago. And I was good then. I was breaking bookies back then. I was making money back then. But now it's a combination of things. It's resources. It's just methods. And it's also the fact that it's gotten easier, frankly. With the amount of dead money that's come into the market, it's gotten easier. I mean, I've told people this before, but it has. I mean, it's easier to make money betting on sports if you know what you're doing. And I've talked to other guys that do that make money betting on sports, and they will all say the same thing. It has gotten easier if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you're still going to lose, because you're actually providing value for those of us that know what we should be looking for. So if you don't want to mess with that, go to FatJackSports.com. Get signed up. Follow us on social media also. Go to @FatJackSports. Brandon, what's your Twitter?
Mine is @BrandonRush on everything. But yeah, @FatJackSports on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it. We're on there.
All the crap. Follow us on all of it. You'll get something. You'll get a little nugget now and then. You'll get some free winners for sure.
There's a Throwback Thursday post coming this week that's just chef's kiss.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Back in about 08, when nobody cared about anything. The internet just taking off, and we were out firing trying to make a name, you know, that type of stuff. So, doing anything and everything. I was back when the Fat Jack Sports Hour was a TV show. We should get the Fat Jack dancers up there at some point, too. I think Karen has some videos of that. Lindsay Weaver, or Lindsay, and I forget the other girl's name now. But anyway, there are a couple girls back then that were on the TV show, and basically they just danced. And we did a mascot battle between the mascots in the Thunderdome, and they talked about that. But they were super cute girls doing a little dancing on the TV show. So we'll get that up in the future. So go follow us on Instagram and Twitter and stuff at Fat Jack Sports. And make money this week betting the games at FatJackSports.com. Any final words, Brandon?
The Putt-Putt National Championships were a couple weeks ago. Did not qualify, unfortunately. But I did win a putt-putt competition on the cruise. So maybe that's my next life is putt-putt champion.
Dude, I will caddy for you. Get that going. I will follow you around, and I'll caddy for you, and I'll taunt the crowd.
Oh, that'd be great.
It would be full. We would be that golfer that even if you didn't win, people would tune in. We'd be must-see TV for the putt-putt championships of the world. So, you know, sharpen the saw. Get that skill level up there, and then let's take it on the road. I got some time.
And not the Special Olympics putt-putt, like the actual putt-putt.
Real. Yeah, real putt-putt. We're doing the big league stuff. We go to the Olympics. We're doing the first 2 weeks.
Right.
All right. Getting after it. Guys, have a great week. Wager responsibly. A lot of you guys will not wager responsibly this week. You're going to go above and beyond your means. Don't do that. All right. Next week, we're going to talk
about St. Patrick's Day was last weekend. I saw some wild stuff at the casino.
People are so stupid. See the chin-ups on the electric line?
Yes. Oh my God.
Don't be so stupid. Don't be that stupid, okay? There's people swimming in the river in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Spring. Come on. All right. Until next week, though, wager responsibly. Don't go above your means. Sign up at my service if you want to actually make money. Until next week, for Brandon and the Fat Jack, you have been listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or the simplest thing, log on to FatJackSports.com and get ready to win.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and the madness is upon us. Are you ready to make some money? Baseball season starts this month, and it's time to get going. Go to FatJackSports.com and consistently make money betting the games. The players are emailed to you, they're texted to you, and during this most important month of March, they're going to make you money. Follow our system, and you're going to turn a profit betting on sports. There's no easier way, and it's as little as about $80 a month when you sign up for a longer package. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win FatJackSports.com.